This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. President Draupadi Murmu, the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, today reviewed the International Fleet Review 2026 of the coast of Visakhapatnam, underscoring India's growing maritime capability and its commitment to global naval cooperation. Commander Roni Chopu, the first officer from Arunachal Pradesh to command a warship, represented the Indian Navy. He commanded INS Khanjur at the fleet review. The fleet comprised 45 Indian Navy ships, 19 visiting warships and other vessels representing the Coast Guard, Merchant Navy and research organizations. Losar New Year Festival of Buddhist community is being celebrated today. It marks the beginning of year of the fire horse. Arunachal Governor K.T. Parnayak and CM Pema Khandu have extended warm greetings to the people of the state. The governor offered prayer that the year of the fire horse brings renewed vitality, positive energy and meaningful spiritual growth to everyone. As families gather to offer prayers, observe age-old rituals and share in the festivities, the governor called upon also reflecting on the values of harmony, compassion and resilience that lie at the heart of society. Indian Air Force helicopters have doused a wildfire in Balong of Anjo district, Arunachal Pradesh, dropping 1,39,800 liters of water. The IAF stated on its social media handles. Operations continue over Zuko Valley in Nagaland with Mi-17 V-5 helicopters drawing water from Pudumpokhari Lake of Dimapur to battle fires near Zafu Peak amid steep slopes, poor visibility and rare feed air, and AIF said. India AI and Intel India have created a new world record under the category for most pledges received from an AI responsibility campaign in 24 hours. More than 2.5 lakh students took the pledge under the campaign. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Aswini Vaishnav noted that it is the direction in which the country should lead the thought process of responsible AI. The three-day international seminar on living world education of past, present and future, organized by Department of Education, Rajiv Gandhi University in collaboration with CM, Kerala Netra Foundation and other institutions culminated. 18 resource persons from outside the university participated in this seminar. The seminar facilitated 174 research presentations. There were four panel discussions on the themes, namely the historical foundations and cultural heritage, teacher education and professional development, contemporary challenges and innovations, and future directions and sustainability. In a heartening humanitarian effort, the district administration, Daporijo, Upper Subansiri district, successfully rescued a destitute person, namely Tayu Mosu of village Sartha. He had been lying immobile at the open place in Daporijo town for the past few months due to mentally destitute and injuries. He was evacuated with prior permission and coordination of family members. The rescue was carried out with support of Deepak Navam Living Home, Itanagar. The rescued individual has been shifted to the shelter home at Itanagar for proper care, medical treatment and shelter. Taso Gambo, DC Upper Subansiri, applauded the humanity mission of Deepak Navam Living Home Society. He himself closely witnessed during the evacuation process. A one-day awareness workshop cum mobilization drive on the Prime Minister's National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme and Chief Minister's Soft Loan Scheme for Leparada District was held at Basar. On the occasion, 29 Basar MLA Niabi Jini Dirchi emphasized the need for self-reliance and employability. Highlighting the initiatives of the Department of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, she informed that both central and state governments are extending attractive stipends and financial support to encourage youth participation in apprenticeship and skill training programs. An awareness camp on sustainable agriculture and animal husbandry has held in Liko village, Upper Siang. It was organized by RO Welfare Society. The event witnessed active participation from local farmers, community leaders and village heads. RO Welfare Society is a leading non-governmental organization dedicated to community welfare in Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.